listener production.
Welcome to the Adam and Simon Show. We are back. We're back from Europe, from our self-approved annual leave trip over there. We've filled your Instagram feeds with all the European goodness that I'm sure you hate us a lot about, and that's fine. But showies, we've come back. We're back to our responsibilities, back where we belong, back to our families, and you, showies, you are our family, and we would never disappoint you. I mean, I say we, I mean you and me, because there may be a disappointing member of the team. So I have some good news and some bad news for you. Good news is we're back. The bad news is Simon may not be back. Simon may not return. Actually, I lie. There's a phone call that I make to Simon where he shares the bad news and he needs to beg for your forgiveness, showies. So there, let me play you, Bron, just like tee up this little phone call that I recorded because I had to give him a call so he could break the news to you directly. I'm going to say no more. I'm not going to prejudice what he says. So please listen to this phone call and make up your own decisions and make up your own plans about what we should do with Big Simo, because we know that he's a guy who loves to be late, but he's decided to be late just a little bit longer. So here we go. Play it up, Bron.
Hello.
Big guy.
My guy, how are you, bro?
Where are you? You are running late for today's recording.
About that. We said we were going to be back today.
Yeah, today. That's why I'm here at the studio, back, ready to go. Podcast is back. Adam and Simon Show is back. We've had our Euro holiday, but we're back.
What if I said we're back next week because I'm still in Spain? I'm not saying still in Spain. Something has come up. Something's come up. Thanks. Yep. So something's come up and I'm probably not going to be able to make it for the record today, Ossie.
You can't make it to South Melbourne in the next 15 minutes to start recording?
Probably not. I think, Mallorca's calling my name. It was calling my name. I know I was supposed to be back. But then I looked at the weather and it was 8 degrees in Melbourne and Mallorca was 27 degrees for a week. So we decided to fly there. And now I'm at an all-inclusive resort on a Mediterranean beach. Does that sound like I feel like that's okay. Well, I feel like if you asked everybody, they'd be like, yeah, that's fine.
I'm used to you being late, but I'm genuinely not used to you being a week late.
Well, let's say I'm not a week late. Let's say I'm like otherwise occupied. So not late, and you can't be late if you don't turn up, right? You can't be late, so I feel like that's the system here.
This is not a loophole.
I feel like this is a loophole, and I have jumped right into it like a swimming pool, one of the swimming pools at the hotel.
Oh, my God. Should
I feel like people will be like, Simon needs the break. He works hard, this guy. He works hard.
No one thinks you work hard.
I feel like everyone is like, oh, bloody hell, he's a hard worker, isn't he? On Simo, that's what they call him. They call him Simo the hard worker.
No one has ever said that in their life. I feel like the best that I can do is say that, like, I'm going to put something out on Instagram and say, does Simon deserve this week off? And if the resounding answer is no, then you should have to pay the piper somehow.
Oh, okay. Well, look, my message to the people is have a look at Instagram. I'll start posting hard. It'll be good stuff. People will get around me.
Well, I mean, there's not much I can do, is there? Because you're in Europe and I'm in Melbourne.
No, not in the world No, correct. Correct. I'm not in Melbourne. We all know that it's a better recording. We're there in person. So I think we just hang it out for another week. Just another week, that's all. And then next week we'll get an episode. Next week's episode, how about this? I will bring people tales from the other side of the world. Like an adventurer. Not those adventurers that used to take stuff over. I just went and had a look and then left.
Yeah, like a really, and you're traveling really intrepidly. You're going to have some absolutely crazy stories from sitting on a beach.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have something. I'll work on it. I'll work on it this week. I'll come back with some stories from you. Oh, did you know what it'll be? It'll be our Europe warm up because people are about to head off. People are going. They want the juice. They want to hear what are the travel tips, sign. What's it like over there? What should we look out for? What should we do? What should we include? And we'll do all of that next week. Thoughts?
So we're going to call, you're going to come back in person as our European correspondent.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
Does this also mean that I can claim the flights?
Absolutely not. Absolutely
right.
Not.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Mate, I appreciate you holding down the fort. You're doing a great job. And look, we're all suffering over here. I'm suffering. I've got the show on my back. Got the show on my back as the European correspondent doing the service for everybody. I don't know what else to say, man. It's really warm here. It's 27 degrees. Beautiful.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to hang up on you. All right, showies. Simon, will send them an apology and tell them you promise to be better.
Yeah, I promise to be better next week. Promise to be better next week. Yeah, great. Promise.
All right.
That's a heartfelt promise from me to you.
Enjoy.
I promise.
I guess, so what's going to happen now? Are we playing another best of?
Best of, absolutely. It's going to be the best of the best ons.
Okay. All right, not much we can do about it. Showies will be returning to normal programming next week.
Hey, Showies, adios.
Oh, my God. Yes. He's the worst. Welcome to the Adam and Simon Show. Welcome. That was enthusiastic. Good start. Welcome. I'm pumping myself up today.
You should do it.
What, pump myself up?
Absolutely, man.
I just did.
Live your life.
I am. Hey.
Do it, bro.
I am.
I believe in
you. Don't tell me to do it. I'm doing it.
I don't understand the hostility. Have you been too pumped up? Have you gone over the other side of the side of the bell curve?
Maybe I've crossed the cliff.
Arousal performance curve.
Happy Wayne to everybody. Angry. Welcome to the Adam and Simon Show. Happy Wayne to you, Simon.
Happy Wayne, bro. I love the enthusiasm. Keep it up, man.
I just feel like now you're telling me what to do. That's why I got a bit defensive.
If you're very insecure that I'm telling you what to do.
Yeah.
You know what you should do? You should eat something. I guess, actually go, finish your
introductions. A bit late for that. Happy Wayne to you, show.
No eating in the lair adjacent.
That's a response I'm going to get. Happy Wayne to you, Bella, our intern's intern. Happy Wayne to KV, our social queen in the past. And happy Wayne to all of the showies out there, everyone who's listening. We appreciate you getting this far.
Mate, appreciate you for coming along.
Yeah.
Come along. Enjoy.
Yeah. Do you mean today or in over the whole journey?
I particularly mean over the whole journey. The day one showies who love to hit us up, which is great. Love hearing from them.
It's a big community. It actually makes you feel really nice.
Yeah.
But what I have done, I knew that you would just be in a mood. I didn't know what mood you'd be in.
Right.
And I think you're pumped up, but I think you might be a bit hangry. So I've brought something. Bella?
What'd you bring? Food?
Bella's diving into a tote bag.
Yep.
There's something in foil.
It's in aluminium foil.
All right. You can hear this opening.
Is it for both of us?
This has never happened before.
This is for... I've brought a little...
Is it a Naga Viper?
For all...
A Naga Viper.
For three of us.
A Scotch bonnet?
Bella didn't want one. But I have brought...
Sausage roll. Seven apples and two...
Homemade pastizzi for each of us.
Did you make the pastizzi?
Yeah, I did.
How come it's burnt?
I didn't know if I was allowed to say that. Whoa. I'm glad you did because it's a bit black on top.
Is it meant to be charred?
You guys are the pits. Have you never had a pastizzi before?
No.
Does that add a bit of, is that just that charcoal is meant to be in the flavour?
No, you just pick it off, guys.
What is it?
a pastizzi. It's a Maltese treat, like a Maltese pastry. So it's a pastry with spinach and ricotta on the inside.
What do you know about Malta?
I've been to Malta. You've been to Malta?
I have not been to Malta.
Been to Malta. Tell you what Malta is. Hot.
Full of pastizzis?
It is. Red hot and pastizzis too.
The Adam and Simon Show loves hot places.
It's Malta's national treat.
The pastizzi.
The pastizzi, absolutely.
Yeah, pastizzi.
Usually you eat them warm.
Like you know what a pastizzi is.
Absolutely.
Usually, when I eat them, they're normally not burnt, so they don't normally look like
you
that.
You didn't recognize it. That's why you went all quiet.
They don't normally look like that.
Yeah.
You know what?
Normally golden brown.
You guys.
I mean, I know.
You know how I said I brought one for each of us? Turns out I just brought three for me. Stiff, unlucky for you guys.
You can only eat one of them from what I can see.
Normally I can't smell a bushfire when they're opened, but.
Mate. You guys are outrageous. That is outrageous behavior. Bring a treat for the group.
That is what you
ridiculed.
Call knocking a gift horse.
I told you. See, I told you you were in a mood. I said that. I identified that you were in a mood. And look at you. Ungrateful. Absolutely ungrateful.
All right, let's get straight into the show.
Disgusting behavior. We're not
I'm
have a pastizzi by myself.
Speaking of disgusting.
Oh, tastes like.
Did you make that?
Tastes like a wood fire.
You didn't make that.
No, I didn't make that.
You don't know how to
Does
make
it. Does it taste like camping?
I just bought them.
Right.
Have you ever had a pastizzi?
You bought them. Why'd you pick the burnt ones?
Is it again?
Well, they burn when you cook them.
A pastizzi. So when you say homemade, you bought them and then put them in front of the freezer into your oven?
No, someone made them at their house.
Right.
I purchased them.
Right.
Then I cooked them.
You bought them from someone's house.
None of this makes sense.
I know.
I bought them from someone's house and then I purchased them.
You went to someone's house to buy pastizzi.
On the pack.
I had to go see my pastizzi guy.
Oh, he was a couple of streets away. Just knock on his front door. I pay him. I would expect you guys go to
talking.
You go to someone's house to get pastizzis. Normally you get them for free. Or there's an exchange of good for good.
You guys are talking like a couple of blokes who've never had a good pastizzi. And you know what? You're not going to have one of those today. We're going to be a podcast of one guy's had a pastizzi, no one else has had it.
Like
and that is going to be, it's going to be the same.
They look like a shriveled up
croissant.
That's been put through the those toasters at hotel buffets, but it's gone through too many times. Yeah, that's what it looks like. So who's your pastizzi person?
You guys are dogs. I'm not talking to you anymore. No, I'll keep talking to you. It's fine. Because I am going to be fully charged up. I've got puff pastry. I've got spinach and ricotta on the inside. They're actually delicious, and you guys are fools for
rejecting it. How much per pastizzi?
What?
How much per pastizzi?
Well, there was 12 in the pack, and they cost $8.
So this person's backyard, they have got a
No, I didn't say that I bought them in the.
You said you bought them from someone's house.
No, I didn't.
Check the tapes.
You did. No, you said that. You said.
No, you said you bought them from someone's house.
Oh, I might have said that.
You said
that.
You went to someone's house, bought some pastizzi,
went
home, cooked them, then brought them here.
No, I don't think I said it from someone's house.
Definitely.
No, I bought them. It said homemade on the pack.
What's a pastizzi?
Oh, that doesn't count.
No, but like from your IGA. So it's like actually they just have a whole section.
And they say homemade.
Stuff. Yeah. Like the sticker is like Brunswick pastry or something.
This is the most confusing conversation about pastizzi.
Mate, you guys should see it from my side because you two idiots have rejected the eating of the pastizzi, the most confusing part of this whole thing.
I made that about 2 weeks ago, but I didn't realize they were pastizzis.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like
spanakopita.
Spinach and ricotta and mushroom pockets, like triangle pockets.
Filo pastry?
Yeah.
Sounds like a pastizzi.
What's the difference between that and a spanakopita?
I don't know what a spanakopita is. That would probably be my starting point.
That's the Greek one.
Okay, cool.
Spinach and ricotta.
Okay. What do you do with it?
Near Malta.
Eat it. You go to someone's house, you pick it up, it's a couple of bucks per thing.
Eat it.
Come in a packet.
Right. I'm going to type this in, spanakopita.
This has got real Pafirsky vibes about it. This is the amount of times we've said, what are they called? Pastizzi.
Spanakopita. It's a Greek savoury spinach pie.
Nah, different. The spanakopita is like a full-blown pie.
That's a deep cut for the OGs, the Pafirsky.
Pafirsky. Yeah.
That was our first Instagram post that went like proper viral.
Pafirsky.
No, it's nothing like a spanakopita. The inside is the same, sure. The outside's the same, also sure. But like people, we're all a bit different, aren't we?
No one's got a spanakopita guy, do they?
Absolutely not.
Nah.
You probably need a spanakopita yeah.
Do you know anyone who's Maltese? I don't know where they came. I still don't know where they came from.
Anyone with the surname Borg?
Yep.
Camilleri?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's probably more there. I wouldn't be surprised if there was more Maltese people in Australia than there are in Malta itself.
That's a great call, Adam. That's a great call.
I find that extraordinarily hard to believe.
It's like the second biggest.
You can see all of Malta. When you fly into Malta, you can see the entire country from the plane.
If you're about to tell me it's the second biggest population, then what you just said is
The Greek one. It's like Greeks. Athens. The city with the second most amount of
Greek
people.
You're telling me there's more Maltese people in Melbourne than in Malta?
Oh, definitely in Australia, I would think. Any Camilleri's, any Borgs? Who else is out there?
There are an estimated 371, where are we? Population of Malta? That said Maltese speakers.
Nah, there wouldn't be many Maltese speakers.
Population of Malta is 502,653.
How many Maltese people in Australia?
There can't be people more than 500,000. Otherwise, they'd call this Malta. They'd have to.
Oh, close. 170. This is according to the 2016 sentence. Almost 200,000.
So not even
not
half.
Not even close, yeah.
So not even remotely close.
Not even close. That's actually not close.
Yeah, but you were on board.
That's not close. Don't come look at me for allies. Mate, I'm over here eating delicious pastizzi.
Maybe if you add every pastizzi in Australia as well, to every Maltese person, we might get there.
Mate, you'd be so lucky. You'd be so lucky to
all right.
that.
All right, let's get into it.
You guys are idiots for refusing this.
8.5 minutes of pastizzi chat and I regret nothing.
Bastards. Now that you've finished your pastizzi, how do you feel? Now that we'll get into the rest of the show.
I feel great. Good. I feel energized.
Get ready for the donate on the podcast people to come at you hard.
Yeah. Always, man.
They've done it before.
They never let me live my life.
I mean, in fairness, the people who said donate on the podcast, we had an episode that was dedicated to Simon eating on the podcast.
That was the most outrageous part about that whole thing, was how quickly I could eat apples. And people are like, don't eat into your microphone. Cuzzy.
I'm trying to eat 7 apples in 40 minutes.
It's in that's the title so of the episode.
It says what it says on the box.
I have to talk. All right.
I'm going to call this one Man Eats Pastizzis.
Yeah. Man Eats Pastizzi on podcast.
You've been warned.
There's actually, fun fact, there's a little Maltese cafe near my work. Best pastizzis in Melbourne, I reckon.
Is that won by? Like, is there an award that says that? Because there's a bakery near my house that says best vanilla slice in Melbourne. But it's like, I don't know how old that is. Like, and who decided that?
That annoys me. You can't do that.
It does not annoy me. I love it.
I know it's going to be a good one, but you know, I'm going for the best one.
There's a pub out at uni we used to go to. Best beer gun in Melbourne. You can't do that.
What was the pub called?
No free ads.
Yeah.
Like Describe that. It to me.
He's not obviously not enamored with the beer garden, otherwise he would have
talked about it. No, it probably was the best, but
they said it and it was, so but it annoys me that they said it and
Stolberg's
it was.
Stolberg's Beer Cafe. Anyone who went to Latrobe.
Yeah.
All right. We're talking OG stuff because we're going whack.
Whack is back. Whack is back. Whack is back. Whack is back. Whack.
So my niece Freddie just turned 4.
Whack is back. Whack is back.
My niece Freddie just turned 4 and I bought her this present for her first birthday.
Yeah, I was going to say, explain to people why it's important that you bring up your 4-year-old niece.
Because I tried to buy her a whack-a-mole for her first birthday off eBay from a company that's in China and we have been in a relentless search.
We've been given the runaround.
Yeah.
The whack was never delivered to you on time. Yeah. Well, it hasn't been delivered yet, so...
No, but it wasn't delivered on time because it was promised before. Right. It was like 14 to 28 days.
Right. So for the past 3 years, we have been hounding them. We've threatened them with Interpol.
Mm-hmm.
We've threatened them with the Victorian Police, I think, at one point.
A lot.
The ADF, the Federal Police.
Yeah, we've threatened them with a bad review.
Yeah.
And, you know, they always respond with, hey, guys, sorry for the miscommunication. We will send you the money back. And we're like, we don't want the money. We want the whack-a-mole. Yeah. They're like, okay, no worries. Just hang tight. And then we hang tight. And the tighter we hang, the less whack-a-mole this year.
They always...
We even bought another whack-a-mole. We raced 2 whack-a-moles on the internet and whack-a-mole 2-1.
Arrived pretty swiftly, must be said.
Yeah, absolutely.
Made its way to a member of the public. Made its way back to us.
Yep. Now it's in South Australia waiting to be collected by a random stranger.
And then it's now in Adelaide.
Which was a big setup for our past guest, the Maddo Man, who went up to an actual stranger that wasn't KV and demanded that she give the whack to her, but it wasn't actually KV. So he just yelled at a stranger.
Even better.
Great.
All right. So The most recent email to them said, it has been almost 3 years, all in capitals, since I bought the product. Please send with tracking details immediately, all in capitals, or I will leave negative feedback. That was just a brief one to punch it out because I was trying to get it before the fourth birthday. So I just sent that one, just a quick like one, shoot from the hip.
Love it, bro. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you, mate.
I was like, we're working hard enough.
Yeah, you couldn't have waited for all of us? Absolutely not.
We got a reply. And they used appropriate grammar the whole time.
Uh-oh.
Dear customer.
We're dealing with some regular.
This has gone for 3 years and they're still replying.
Yeah.
That is amazing, actually.
If that doesn't deserve good feedback on its own, I don't
it
know.
It doesn't deserve good feedback because we haven't got the product.
One, it's like 3 stars. Did never receive the product, but customer service was exceptional.
Through the roof.
It's actually probably, if you work it out on like an hourly rate, there goes the watch. If you work it out on an hourly rate.
I'll allow it.
What, after last week's.
Don't I, Siri.
But,
that's not nice.
Oh!
So even Siri knew I was. Siri, I apologize. Sorry.
The intern. If you work it out on a per hourly base, the amount of time that they've spent replying to all those emails has probably cost them more than it would have been to actually just send the whack-a-mole.
I strongly think that it could be a bit of bot action on the reply.
You reckon? Oh. This one said, dear customer, comma, sorry, please give us time to check it for you. Then contact us later.
Oh, please nice give us time.
That was sent
3 years, bro.
April 15, 2021.
Oh, my God.
So that was sent this year so that they said, please please give us time to check it for you, then contact us later. Have a nice day, exclamation mark. The item has not arrived. I have not received an email.
So are we writing an email back to them?
Because they said, contact us later, yeah. This, and I don't know whether this is the last one. I know we said the last one was probably going to be the last one.
All caps.
Oh, yeah, love that.
All caps. Except, wait, all right. All caps.
Mm.
Dear.
That's in all caps.
Yep.
Yeah.
No caps. Turn them off. Lowercase. All lowercase.
Okay.
Provider.
We used to be friend and now we are customer.
No, provider.
Provider.
Yeah, provider. Back to caps?
Yep. Back to caps, new line.
Right.
Are you... Can I swear on this podcast?
No, if you just go... What are you going to use? The F one?
Yep.
Just say effing. And I'll put it in there with the full word.
Are you...
Effing.
Effing.
Yep.
Kidding me.
Yeah.
You... No, don't do that one.
Yeah, no.
Are you effing kidding me? Time, the only thing with more time than you've had to find my whack-a-mole.
Yeah.
Was the crocodile.
Huh?
Crocodile's a dinosaur, so like it stopped evolving, you know. So it's just
and
like,
I'll say, by the way, a crocodile is a dinosaur.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been alive for ages.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then close the bracket. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Good.
We have been waiting.
Yeah.
Since Moses was a boy. Nah. Jesus was a boy. Nah.
And Moses is older.
I think Moses
Adam was a boy.
Okay. Yeah.
Dawn of time stuff.
Was Adam ever a boy? I think he just came out full grown.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Who could say?
Yeah. Since Adam was a boy.
Okay.
What have I got? Read it back to me.
No, we don't need that. We just
okay.
You literally just said it.
Oh, right. I'll read it back at the end.
Adam was a boy. It is outrageous that you need more time. There's only 12 numbers on a clock. I cannot create more time. Do you know nothing about the theory of relativity? Time v space.
Oh, slow down.
Time. Time is money.
That's the next line. Time is money. Yep. And if time... No, actually, if time is money, you're poorer than... I don't know. What's something that's poor?
The rich people in Sherwood Forest, because Robin Hood obviously stole from the rich.
You're poorer than the rich people of Sherwood Forest.
Yeah. Good. And then
what else
then
is
we,
time?
Then we've got to say like...
What else is time? Time is money. Time is...
There's only two things certain in life, death and taxes.
Time is a flat circle.
Write that. Time is a flat circle. All right. And you're as round as a bouncy ball.
Good one. That's probably a bit more spherical. I'll go spherical.
Yep. Yep. Time's a flat circle. That's a good one.
And then we'll say, and then we just got to demand it. Then we just need it.
Give us our stuff, you time thief. You have broken the heart of my four-year-old cousin. Nephew, niece. Damn it.
Niece.
Four-year-old niece.
Let's go heartstrings. Like she doesn't talk to me.
Yep. Well, I'm currently estranged from my niece because I told her.
I promised her.
Now that she can.
I promised her. I pledged.
And at the time, she didn't know what that meant. But now that she's four, she has the art of language, because she's developed that in the time that we've been waiting for this whack-a-mole.
It's been so long. She's passed numerous grades at school.
Absolutely. She does. She actually came to me the other day and said, I hate whack-a-moles. How do you think that made me feel? Are you getting this?
No.
Type faster. I'm in the zone.
All I got was she still doesn't have one.
Not only do you owe us a whack-a-mole, you owe us several thousand dollars in damages.
I'll say, give us a specific number, $5,000?
$7,263 in damages. And
and
remuneration?
I would say in damages.
In damages. Psychological, physical,
emotional?
And psychological. Say psychological twice just to mess with them.
Okay. That's a real psychological warfare.
Yeah, I'm so damaged. I'm playing psychological twice. That'll, are you joking me?
That'll get him.
Yep, that'll get him.
Good.
But.
However.
But.
We are giving you a chance to redeem yourself.
Now we kill him with kindness.
I am happy to remove the bill of $7,263 for damages, psychological, emotional, and psychological, if you promptly, by the standard measurement of time that everyone uses promptly, not your bizarre level of prompt, if you promptly deliver the whack-a-mole to us.
Okay. Do you want to hear it back?
Sincerely, get stuffed.
Yeah.
Time Lords.
All right. You ready to hear it?
Oh, God. It's pretty
This
long.
Is what I've got.
I'm ready.
This will be quick. Dear provider, are you effing kidding me? Time? The only
I think take out the effing kidding me. I was lost in a passionate moment.
Are you kidding
take
me?
Take it out. No, you don't want to lose the argument by swearing straight away.
Okay.
No, you don't want to do that.
You wouldn't use the seatbelt.
No, I didn't. Oh, that, I was raging
okay,
at the start
dear,
of this.
All in caps.
I thought it was a bit
provider, boring. All in no caps.
Yep.
Time.
Are we back in caps?
Back in caps. The whole rest of this is in caps. Time. The only thing with more time than you've had to find my whack-a-mole was the crocodile. By the way, a crocodile is a dinosaur. It's been alive for ages. We have been waiting since Adam was a boy. It is outrageous that you
need
more time.
Oh, no, Adam is a boy, as in Adam and Eve.
Okay.
Yep. Not because your name's also Adam, so they'd be like, they're like, what? He's not a boy.
It is outrageous that you need more time. There's only 12 numbers on a clock. I cannot create more time. We call ourselves the Time Lords later, though.
I choose not to create more time.
Okay. I cannot create more time. Do you know nothing about the theory of relativity? If time is money, you're poorer than the rich people of Sherwood Forest.
Good one.
Time is a flat circle, and you're as spherical as a bouncy ball. Give us our stuff, you time thief. You have broken the heart of my four-year-old niece. I'm currently estranged from my niece because I pledged to her that I would get her one. She still doesn't have one. Not only, this is where I lost that. You went real quick and I don't have the key rate
to
do that.
Keep going.
Not only do you owe us a whack-a-mole, you owe us $7,263 in damages, psychological, physical, and psychological. But I'm happy to remove the bill if you promptly, by the standard measure of time that everyone uses of time, not your bizarre level of time, if you promptly deliver the whack-a-mole to us. Sincerely, get stuffed, Time Lords.
I think that's pretty good.
Maybe you pee it. Get out of here. You have exceeded the maximum number of messages you can send.
What?
Please wait 24 hours to send more messages.
Oh, okay. We'll send it next
Did
year.
Did you send him a message in the last 24 hours?
No. Now I've lost that whole thing.
Oh, no. That's all right. Lucky, we've recorded every word that we just said. Can you please add in PS, to summarize, You owe us a whack-a-mole and $7,263 for psychological damages, but we will remove the bill of $7,263.
That's in there.
That was literally half the message.
That's in there.
I got lost.
That's in there.
Passionate. I was seeing red. Anyway, there you go. All right. Do you think that'll work?
It has to.
Who could say?
Can't do any worse than last time.
The Wayne!
Who's Wayne?
Wayne.
Who's Wayne?
I don't know.
Wayne.
Who's Wayne?
Time for the news. We haven't done it in a while, the news.
News are you.
Nah, you've used that one.
No. Oh, that was like my pre-intro sting. Oh, you want me to do a new one? Yeah. All right. Well, we're in the lair adjacent, or in the cave. So I've got plenty of tools to use, but I've come prepared.
You're going
to
use pastitsis?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. All right, here we go. Just got to organise my microphone.
That was not me waiting with bated breath. That was me sighing with disinterest.
Oh, what's this? Oh, it's a tray full of the new... Are you joking me? Are you joking me with the interruption?
Pastitsis.
What are you...
Burnt pastitsis.
Are you...
We talked about it in the intro, remember?
Yeah.
Mate, why are you interrupting? I don't understand.
Okay, sorry.
Why are you doing
again.
It? All right, mate, you put news on the thing. You know what's going to happen. I don't even want to be doing this. I've retired the news sting. But you keep bringing it back because that's what the people want. It's the only reason they listen. Oh, what's this over here? Oh, sorry, actually. This one's just for show. Oh, howdy there, partner. What you got over here? Oh, that looks like a delicious batch of the news.
Good. All right. So the UK's best dad joke has been selected.
That was a thick Maltese accent.
Yeah.
Do you want me to do it in Maltese? No, you know what? Because it wasn't pastitis, it was just the news in there.
The UK's best dad joke
Maltese,
has been selected.
Like, is it what's over the year, is it?
Thousands of fathers submitted their proudest so bad it's good dad jokes for the best dad joke competition, and the winner has been decided.
Have you got a good dad joke?
I've got 50 here.
Have you got a good dad joke show?
I've got a magic trick which I could do on the show one time.
Do ya?
I like one. That.
It's a good one.
That's coming up.
Is it? Is it an audio magic trick?
Yeah, it'll work.
That's good because that's also going to go bananas on TikTok at Adam and Simon Show. Give that a follow.
I'll do it next week.
All right. I'm going to read you out a few of the entries. So this is the article. It's the dad jokes. That's why I thought it was a good one because I didn't need to do too much pre-reading. I would overdo it anyway.
I'm like normal.
All right. First one. I'll do five and then I'll give you the winner. Someone has glued my pack of cards together. I don't know how to deal with it.
That's good stuff. That's good. Do you get it? Do you get it, Bella? Because it's deal, the cards, but they're stuck. It's a little wordplay gag for you. I like that. Yep.
I was wondering why the Frisbee kept looking bigger and bigger, and then it hit me.
That's good, isn't it? That's good. That's good. Did you like that one, Bella? Yep. Okay, cool.
What did the daddy buffalo say to his son when he left for work?
Oh, wait. What did the daddy buffalo say? Any answers? Daddy buffalo. Something about mozzarella. Buffalo mozzarella. Bye, son. Yes.
Bye, son.
Yeah.
I stood behind a customer at an ATM. He turned around and said, "Could you check my balance?" So I pushed him. His balance wasn't that great.
Not his best word.
Not the best one?
No, not his best one.
All right. And the last one before I give you the winner.
Let me try to guess the punchline, please.
Why did the man fall down the well?
His name was Bob.
Jack, Jill, Will. Is that a Will?
Why did the man fall down the well?
He wasn't well. He was unwell.
He was losing health. His name was Doug. He thought it was a hole. Don't know.
Because he didn't see that well.
That's not bad, huh? That's not bad.
Do you want another one?
Do you get it, Bella? You don't get it? You do? I can't hear you, mate. You've got a microphone next to you.
It was a good one.
What do you call a zombie who cooks stir fries?
Walk.
Walking zombie.
Walking dead.
Walking dead.
Walk star.
I mean, I'll give you that. Dead man walking.
Dead man walking.
Hey.
That's good. I like this. Yeah. This is a fun game. Is this more or less fun than guessing YouTube numbers?
Give Bella one.
Yep, go for it.
There's not that many left.
I thought you said
what did the pirate say? What did the pirate say on his 80th birthday?
I think I know this.
Absolutely. There's an easy one in here.
Something about R, matey.
Yeah, I'm 80. Yeah.
You did it.
Oh, I'm 80.
Yeah. I'm 80.
I was going to say R, me hearty because he's quite old.
The 80.
He's probably got a heart.
All right, and the winning.
I've got a dad joke. Can I get one in quickly?
Sure, of course. Is this going to be like the 15-minute story about like the arm, the burning arm?
Oh, that was
a legal firearm.
A legal firearm.
If you want to go back to an illegal firearm episode, go and find yourself that one.
That's funny. Bella knows that joke. Bella knows that. That's a Love It special. What is a pirate's favorite letter?
Oh, well, I think we just.
I know
this.
What you're going to say.
Don't say anything then. Oh, okay. You can.
Can I answer
it?
Okay, so Bella, we need to work this out because obviously the answer is to say R, but then he says something like, "Are you a pirate also?"
No. What's another letter? So it's like you would say what you said, and then he would go, ah, no. It be a different letter.
It be a W.
Just go through the alphabet.
A.
No.
B.
No.
C. C, because he's a pirate. He's on the high C.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
What is a pirate's favorite letter?
And then you go,
No. I'm asking. Just showing.
Bella?
What do you think what is a pirate's favorite letter? Someone answer because this is killing me.
Say R, Bill.
Ah.
You'd think that, but it'd be the C. Because, like, I just need a little bit more enthusiasm from everyone involved.
Do you know why? No enthusiasm? No enthusiasm? No one had a bit of pastitsi.
Absolutely. Blood sugar's low.
It's been a tough segment.
All right. Final. This is the joke. This
Here
is
we go.
The winning joke.
You this can is the best dad joke in London.
Best dad joke in England.
Best dad joke in all of England.
Yeah.
Drum roll.
The father of two, Austin May from Bedworth, Warwickshire.
Sick. Sounds like the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
Bally grew up in England. There you go.
The winning joke. I once hired a limo, but when it arrived, the guy driving it walked off. I said, excuse me, are you not going to drive me? The guy told me that the price didn't include a driver. So I spent £400 on a limo and have nothing to chauffeur it.
I had no idea where that was going.
Really?
I did not see chauffeur in there.
Yeah. That's it.
Chauffeur it.
Nothing to chauffeur it.
I don't reckon that should be number one.
That was the best joke.
I disagree. Anyone got anything better?
I disagree.
Anything? Anyone?
I guess.
Write in with your best dad joke so I can giggle at them. Not to post.
That's it.
News is done?
News is done.
Well, I'm glad that news there is done because that's not news in that bag. That's pastitsis.
Got him. What?
That was good. That was a good way to finish it. Because it wasn't news in there.
Yeah. Pastitsis.
It was pastitsis.
Burnt ones from down the road. Time for a bit of hot or not hot to finish. And now that the pastitsis are done, we're going to race through them.
Man. Can I do hot pastitsis? Because they were gross. Granted, a little too hot at one point, as pointed out by you guys. A bit of charcoal on them. But before that, after that, oh, man.
Well, I'll definitely be heading to that bloke's house again to get a couple more pastitsis.
I'm in a pastitsi slumber right now.
All right. Well, you're up first.
First, no, no, no.
This pastitsi crumbs all over the microphone.
I've had myself a day.
You look like a pig.
I've had myself a day. Mate, you try in a delicious pastitsi in time. Well, mate, you can't be done. I don't want to go first. I'll gift all it right. to show.
While we're here, Bella, TikTok for this week. Cut out every time we've said pastitsi this episode. Just wrap
put it together.
Leave that with you. That's some free content, right? You can have that.
All right.
Mate, that's look at you helping out. KV's intern. That's nice.
All right, show.
That's nice of you.
When am I getting an intern?
We said if you organise one, you can have one.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not this week.
I mean, you could have had Siri. Siri's been taken now.
Not hot this week and not hot for the last few weeks. And I don't mean to get controversial. You know I don't mean this. I don't know if he's a corporal or what he is. Ben Robert Smith. Just seems like not a great guy. That's all I'll say.
He allegedly was...
Well, I don't want to get into what he allegedly did or did not do.
But he was allegedly like hiring people.
Oh, well, we don't want to allegedly, you know. We can
use the word allegedly a lot.
We can. We have to.
All right, we'll leave that one there.
I don't want to get into what he did or did not. All I'll say is the good people at the Chaser, they nailed it.
Yeah.
What'd they say? A four-word tweet.
What'd they say?
Innocent man burns laptop.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That was enough of me.
Hoo-wee.
Just if you've got him stocked, sell. Big time.
Yep. Yep.
My hot this week. Mm. Potentially more controversial than my not hot. Airlines.
Right.
I think we might have turned a corner. Oh, I reckon that airlines will forever just let you change your flight with a credit.
Ah. Oh.
You reckon?
How good is it that they're doing this right
now? It's just happened to me. So a flight to Adelaide on the weekend had to be cancelled, had to be changed. Bella also was supposed to go to Sydney. And then they give you now.
You just get a credit. Yeah, I reckon they'll just be like, you know what? We got the money and it's in the pocket. It's in the bank.
What was the alternative before? Charge more.
You just get actually stitched up. You lose can change your flight.
Yeah.
You'd have to pay like $200 to change it to the next day.
Do you think that the society would revolt? If they went back to the...
I kind of think it would.
Stitch up phase.
So it's until February next year, most of the airlines have enacted a policy where if you need to cancel your flight, they'll let you do it and then just refund you.
Hot.
Well, not refund you, they'll credit
you. I think I'll fly tonight to Queensland. I'm like, you know what? If I have to change them.
Just get a credit, baby. Lose good credit.
But now I'm worried that half of my wealth is tied up in Jetstar vouchers, which is not ideal.
Yeah. Put it on the home line.
You can't buy much else with a Jetstar voucher. No free.
Mate, you take them to my pastizzi guy. He might trade you some nice batch of pastizzis for a Jetstar voucher.
A couple of freshies for a trip to Mooloolaba or something.
Absolutely. You'll be okay.
Anyway. My not hot. And again, this has been something that's been happening for a while. States fighting each other.
Don't they love it?
Just like everyone getting on their high horse, like being like, South Australia just like getting out ahead of it and just being like, oh, everyone's got to wear masks now. But they've got nothing, there's nothing happening there.
Yeah.
And then everyone like starts hating on Northern Territory. They start hating on Queensland and Queensland's hating on New South Wales. Mm-hmm. New South Wales hating on Queensland. Mm-hmm. Just too much. Just pump the brakes, guys.
Did you find it interesting that everyone seems to be really grumpy? And for a long time, every other state would look at Victoria and laugh and be like, ha, your state sucks. You've got COVID. And then when it's happened, when the shoe is on the other foot and all the Victorians are like, ha, now you got it. And they're like, don't say that to us. That's real mean. You're like, Cussy, one whole year of this. Are you joking me? Mate, what is good for the goose is evidently not good for the gander.
My hot is... the Snow White live action movie's coming out, and they've just named who's going to play Snow White.
Who? Guess.
Yeah, I
reckon Bella will be over.
Be absolutely flabbergasted if Show picked who this was.
I'll take three guesses.
Oh, mate!
Quick clarifying question: have they mixed it up, or have they stayed like very, very true to like the to the picture?
Like, have they...
To the surname, perhaps.
As in, like,
have they pulled, like, diversity and...
Correct. Yeah.
Is the person, like, a diverse... Because Snow White is very traditionally very white.
Well, it's in the name.
Can I guess?
You can.
Emma Stone?
No, she played Cruella.
I would equally be shocked if you'd heard of this person.
Jennifer Lawrence?
Cruella. Zendaya?
No.
I'm going to say, for my third and final guess... Natalie Imbruglia.
That's a bloody banging guess, mate. That is a red hot guess.
Do you want to give us another rendition of Torn? Go back to last week's episode for a bit of that.
I'm all out of faith. Should we look it up and see how many streams it's had on YouTube and Spotify?
We forgot to do that last week. Let's have a look quick now.
No, that was a joke. I really don't want to do that.
How many streams it's had on YouTube?
Because remember, we're going to look up Torn, weren't we? See if it had any more. Don't worry. It is Rachel Zegler.
Rachel Zegler.
So she's from. Have you ever heard? Yeah, no. That is why I would have.
Rachel Zegler.
I would have fallen off my seat if Show had said, "Oh, it's Rachel Zegler." So she was in. She's in West Side Story, in the movie West Side Story.
Right.
She, to answer your question, her mother is Colombian and her father is Polish.
Cool.
But everyone's super jazzed up that there's a new Snow White and that they're going to make a real live action one of that. So it's massive at the moment.
May I say,
it's about to be a golden era, I reckon.
She's 20.
May I say that looking at a picture of Rachel Zegler,
mm-hmm.
the one prominent feature of Snow White, what would you think it would be?
Hair.
The heaps of dwarves out of around her.
That, yep, absolutely.
Yep,
also,
seven.
Forehead size. Rachel Zegler, she has the same shaped head as Snow White, the really? Character.
So she has, and the reason, also reason the hot that she's come out, and Rachel Zegler has said.
I think so.
What was in those pastitis, bro?
She said, yes, I am Snow White, and no, I am not bleaching my skin for the role.
So no, why would like, she?
Oh, because people are like.
Snow White's like.
Yeah.
Yep.
Think about all the Disney White remakes they're about to churn through. We'll get a Hercules. That'll be sick.
Yeah,
Hercules will be sick. Do you reckon it'll be The Rock?
We just had Aladdin, Lion King.
Has to be The Rock, doesn't it?
No, I think
it could be one of the Hemsworths.
Oh, I hate The
Rock. Might be.
It might be a bloody Hemsworth, actually.
Mate, it might be our boy. Luke. Might be your favourite Hemsworth.
No, nah, Luke's the oldest Hemsworth.
My man.
It won't be him.
Yeah.
It might be a Liam.
He won't even be an extra.
You might get a Liam Hemsworth in there. Chris Hemsworth could be Hercules.
He's already Thor, though. I feel like that's...
We'll get a Little Mermaid in the next 10 years.
Yeah. That'd be sick. Be CGI sick.
Yeah.
I actually can't wait for like the next. What's that?
Being filmed.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? Who's really? Playing Little Mermaid?
Can't remember her name.
But interesting.
In production.
Because they done just Cruella, Emma Stone.
Yeah, Emma Stone.
So
yeah.
I was about to pull the trigger on the other night and looked at it. I was like 6.1 on IMDb. I was like,
yeah. Do you know why? Because they did. It's the remake of 101 Dalmatians, and then people caned it for not having heaps of dogs in it. And they're like, mate, it's 2021. We can't like. Factory farm 101 Dalmatians.
Imagine trying to film that.
It's not allowed.
So Little Mermaid is being played by
with animals and dogs.
Halle Bailey, not to be confused with Halle Berry.
Halle Bailey.
Yeah.
How do you spell Halle?
Halle.
Like Eminem's daughter.
Yeah. Okay. Halle Bailey.
She Halle.
Yeah.
I can't even get it on the auto search.
I just looked at Bella. I don't even think Bella knows who Eminem is. Let alone Eminem's daughter.
Are you Josh Me? You don't know who Eminem is.
Of course I know who Eminem is.
Oh, right. Okay. Sorry, that was a wicked
assumption. Hey, you sometimes you got to ask the question.
I've never heard of Halle Bailey.
There you go.
She didn't know who Warren G or Nate Dogg were, so
that's
can't
fair.
Blame me.
That's fair. All right, Tom, you're going to finish off with your not hot and hot?
Yeah. So my not hot is, we've dabbled on the YouTube game, must be said, right? This is purely a jealousy not hot, so I don't actually mean it, but I mean it. Australian cricketer, Australian fast bowler, Pat Cummins. Yeah, mate, he's red hot, right? He's red hot in the world. I've just opened up his YouTube channel. He has just started dabbling in YouTube also.
Right.
And his first video, titled Vlog 1, got 1 million views on the first video. It's just a bit of a jealous thing because, you know, we're toiling.
Your first TikToker, you got more than that. Oh, not your first one, but you got one.
Yeah, I got there.
Maybe that was, they're just playing the algorithm game where like YouTube's like, he's Pat Cummins, we should give him a lot.
That's true. He's had a steady fall away since then.
Also, a lot of fans in a country with a lot of people.
India, you can say it.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's not a company.
No.
It's like needs an ad.
Not at all.
But yeah, absolutely. Yes. So there you go. So Pat Cummins, just a pure jealousy, not hot. Well played to you. Bravo. Come on the pod and tell us all about it. Tell us how you did it. My hot for this week, heads up to everybody. The Truffle Melbourne Weekend Festival is on.
Yeah, truffles. Truffles.
It's truffle season.
Truffles are red hot.
It's truffle season. And I knew the only reason I could bring this up, show, is not for your enjoyment, because I know that you wouldn't have the palate for a truffle.
Is there a bit of truffle on the pastitsi?
No truffle on the pastitsi. Look, to be honest, truffles, not all my jam, but you know who loves truffles? Adam J. Denston.
Do I?
Every time I'm with you, you're buying. We went on a trip around regional Victoria, and all you wanted to do was buy truffle.
Now that is
oils.
An allegation. Every time I'm with you, all you're doing is buying truffles,
truffle-based oils. Yeah.
When
we went with Empty Esky earlier this year on a trip, you were buying truffle oil at every location.
I feel like I didn't buy. No, I didn't get any.
That
you do drink a lot of truffle oil.
I've seen it. Loves to grate a little truffle, microplane some truffle and some pasta.
I don't have a microplane.
Okay, there's a lot of holes in this story from you, Adam.
I can categorically say I've never grated my own truffle onto.
Of course, food. You wouldn't. You've got a boy to do that for you.
Truffle boy. Truffle Timmy.
All right, Bella.
Bella's intern. He gets Bella's intern to grate.
Finish us off with the hot, Bella.
Cardi B is having another baby.
She is.
She is.
She is.
She is.
She doesn't muck around, does she? I love it. She loves him.
Cardi B. Stuff.
So she's a singer?
Yeah, she's a rapper.
This
she's
is almost the inverse offset. Where you go, you don't know who Warren G is, and Bella yeah. goes, Cardi B, and you go, huh?
That's actually ridiculous that you don't know who Cardi B is.
I think I do. WAP.
Yep, yeah, correct.
It's her.
Kodak Black. That was her first one, right? No, that's a rapper, Kodak Black.
Cardi
Kodak,
B.
Kodak Yellow. Something. Bodak Yellow. Something.
Here you go. Quick game of our one about
Yellow.
Before we leave.
Hold on. I'm going to figure
before we
out.
Leave. Quick
Fuji,
finish.
Fuji film.
Quick I've finish never, of how I've many followers. How many followers over. Does Cardi B have?
Oh, Cardi B.
This is before we leave.
A bajillion.
On Instagram. How many followers does Cardi B have?
115 million.
Cardi B, Bodak Yellow is the song, which is what I said, and everyone just looked at me like a weirdo.
Sure.
Cardi B has, on Instagram?
On Instagram.
17 million followers.
17?
Mm-hmm.
And the winner is?
Oh, what about Bella? Go on.
72 million.
And the winner is? Showman again.
How many did you say?
115 million.
She's got 97.6 million followers.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a
there
lot.
There you go. And pregnant. Hot as. Well done, Bella. All right, everyone. We're out of here. Thanks very much for joining us. Happy Wayne, everyone. See you later.